This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America! Hello, world, and welcome to the Friday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight, right here as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group Tampa flagship station and my Moss Family Automotive Studio to great radio stations all across America, as well as across the Caribbean and around the world, too, via the internet and the satellite. And a special shout-out goes to our active-duty military and veterans, along with a salute to our first responders, all of our EMS, firefighters, and police. By the way, hospital and ER workers, too, and 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, keeping us free and safe. To everybody that's working right now on the Third Watch, whatever you're doing, however you're doing it, wherever you're doing it, thanks for all you do to keep America moving along. Now, don't forget, you can follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page, on Twitter, at Captain's America, and check out our all-new website, the Captain's America, thirdwatch.com. Take advantage of the things we have over there. Well, joining us right now to start things out is Frank Silvato from the Underground USA podcast, his website, undergroundusa.com. Good morning, sir.
Mr. Captain.
Are you ready to say the pledge?
You bet.
Here we go. I pledge allegiance,
to
the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize the two words, under God, because our great country was formed, founded, and started on Judeo-Christian practices. Well, wow, we had us a debate. And boy, did we have us a debate, and Donald Trump, in my humble opinion, buried Joe Biden.
Oh, he did himself a lot of good last night, and before we get into the minutia of how well he did and how bad Biden did, I was kind of shocked at how well Christian Welker did.
Yeah.
I was, that surprised the heck out of me. Yeah. I was impressed. I was waiting for her to be a partisan and continue the role of the leftist stuff, but she actually did a good job. So,
yep.
You know, far be, we're not a partisan program. We're a truth program.
Right.
So we got to give credit where credit is due.
And a hat tip for her for asking the question of the day.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Absolutely. Everybody was thinking she was going to shy away from it. She didn't. She did a good job. And I've written some stuff that was predictive of her being a partisan. I've got to eat crow.
Well, the debate exposed Joe Biden for what he truly is, a corrupt career politician who spent his 47 years in office selling out American workers. He declared his intention last night to destroy the oil industry, and in doing so, let's see, he lost Pennsylvania, he lost Ohio, he lost North Dakota, South Dakota, Wyoming, let's see, the entire South. He was probably going to lose them anyway, but he certainly lost Texas. If there was any hopes of Texas going blue, it's gone now.
Yeah, and Oklahoma, you know, there's sizable oil stuff all over the south of the United States. That was just, when you say you're going to kill an entire industry, how do the people outside of Houston?
Oh, I forgot. I forgot something. He probably hurt himself in California because of the big oil industry work out there.
Well, he certainly lost those voters. Mm-hmm. You know, California went a little bit dimmer blue. All I have to say for Joe is, come on, man.
Yeah.
I mean, how many times did he say that last night? Like 30?
Yeah. Come on, man. Every time he did that. And by the way, did you notice he kept looking at his watch?
Yeah, he did. And that meant he was really uncomfortable being on that stage.
But there's another reason. Did you notice the watch, what kind of watch it was?
No. Was it Russian?
No. It was one of those Apple watches.
Oh, God.
And that happens to have a phone feature in it, which you can text messages back and forth. I think something, because he kept
absolutely
looking down. I think he was looking down, somebody was texting him stuff. That's just me.
That's a very good possibility, but I'm going to go on record here. If that's the case, whoever was texting him did a horrible job.
Oh, no kidding. Because he just kept digging a hole deeper and deeper and deeper. Like, for example, let's get into this Chinese bank account for just a second, because I happen to know a little something about this. Now, yeah, Donald Trump's company, the Trump Organization, known as Trump International Hotels Management LLC, opened a bank account in China. Now, no big deal, because they were there and they were trying to negotiate before Donald Trump was a president, negotiate putting in a hotel over there. Well, it didn't happen. And when it didn't happen, they closed the account down. Okay? And I heard him say, well, Donald Trump paid more taxes in China than he did the U.S. It was the corporation. It was not Donald Trump personally. And these lying SOBs that are out there, okay, you might be able to fool some of the people on the other side of the aisle, but you're not going to fool this audience.
You know, and the people who understand business understand that China demands that you do that.
That's right.
You know, so this just tells me that even though the Biden empire has been grafting money from China for all these years,
yep,
they still don't understand real business over in China.
Right. And, of course, they had to pay local taxes in China because that's the way it works. And, by the way, you could call that political money, hush money, if you wanted to.
Yeah, absolutely, you could. It was certainly influence money.
Mm-hmm.
And now it's becoming without a doubt that this happened. The fact that this guy nervously smirked last night every single time that subject was brought up,
yep,
and had no good defense about it, yeah, he's guilty as sin.
Yeah, hold that thought. Folks, when we come back, more with Frank Silvato from the undergroundusa.com website. Go over there, check out all the different things that he does. And let's see here. I'll read something when I get here. I'll read something when we come back here from Eric in Seminole, because he's made some interesting points. So don't go anywhere. We're coming right back.
Hey, Kevin Jackson here. You're listening to the Captains of America Third Watch.
Are you ready for what's next? It's likely coming. More food shortages, power outages, grocery stores closed, social unrest. Ask yourself, do you have enough food and supplies on hand to last at least 30 days? Most Americans do not. But you can. Avoid the panic of the last-minute rush. Order your 4-week supply of emergency food today from MyPatriotSupply.com. Starvation or dependency on the government are your only alternatives. Avoid those and the pain of being unprepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Build your emergency food supply with meals that last up to 25 years in storage, shipped discreetly to your door. Folks that know what's coming are using today to prepare. There's time for you to do the same. That's MyPatriotSupply.com, the original Patriot Preparedness Company. MyPatriotSupply.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients, American-made, with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus. A 30 count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours free. 2020safe.net.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
You sure are. In this portion of the program, my conversation with Frank Salvato from the UndergroundUSA.com website is brought to you by our friends at Moss Nissan. Now, you know, the new 2021 Rogues are in at Moss Nissan, and they've made some incredible upgrades to this fantastic SUV. The Rogue has really gone rogue. Now, it starts with quilted leather seats, new cutting-edge digital display, cordless phone charging, and a full suite of safety and driver assist technologies that come standard, including intelligent all-wheel drive. Now, the new Rogue nearly drives itself, and I've driven many miles in a Rogue from Moss Nissan. I've had four of them over the past several years, and I know that you'll enjoy the great pricing and fantastic service you get from Moss Nissan. Don't forget, Moss Care is included with each vehicle purchased, a tremendous added value pack that makes servicing your Moss vehicle a breeze. Now, they've got over 800 vehicles in stock at Moss Nissan, so you probably will be able to find the vehicle you're looking for that other dealerships don't have. Now, Moss Nissan and Acura are the home of the You Serve, You Save program, putting pastors, veterans, active military, and first responders on a pedestal. Now, Nissan stores are located in Crystal River, Newport Richey, and Nissan and Acura together on Florida Avenue here in Tampa. So visit Moss, M-A-U-S, Nissan.com. And remember, the choice is simple, the choice is clear, the choice is here. And don't forget to tell them the captain sent you. You'll save even more money that way. You tell them the captain sent you and watch what happens there. All right, back to Frank Salvato from the Underground USA podcast. Good morning, sir.
Mr. Captain.
We have a caller on the line. I think I know who this is. Good morning. Is this you, Ian?
Yeah, I just wanted to say that now we know where Joe's been the last 5 days. He was taking a crash course on how to get secret messages on his Apple Watch encoder device there. And another thing, I just wanted to let you know that being the responsible person that I am, since I'm a professional driver, I took last night and today off because... And I went out and I got a case of my favorite beer. And every time Joe Biden said, come on, man, I chug down a bottle, man. I'm having a real good time, okay? Come on, man. Gulp.
I'm just finished the last one.
All right.
See you, Captain.
All right, thanks. Ian's got a great sense of humor. And that, you know, really, come on, man. I mean, gee whiz. Can he do better than that?
If he went out and he got his favorite beer was doing that, he's got a hangover this morning.
Yeah. Now, here's the other thing, I got to debunk some stuff that was said. I am sick and tired of Joe Biden lying, and multiple fact-checkers keep debunking this false claim about, well, Donald Trump is going to defund Social Security. You're not going to have it. It's going to be broke. It's going to be this. It's going to be that. And it's a false claim. Factcheck.org says Biden's claims are false. Washington Post, which isn't exactly conservative, with four Pinocchios, Biden campaign attacks is false, does not exist. PolitiFact, mostly false. Fact checking, Donald Trump's payroll tax does not sink Social Security. As a matter of fact, the actual payroll tax cut would only have a negligible effect on Social Security because all you're doing is delaying putting the money back in.
That's right. And then the way that that Congress has raided Social Security's trust fund anyway, it becomes a moot point. So, you know, and the tax holiday was for COVID.
Yeah.
So you've got Joe Biden saying he's done nothing to help small business during COVID, but then he complains when he does something to help small business for COVID.
Yeah. Here's the nothing. Listen to this. President Trump knew how deadly COVID-19 was, and he did nothing. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right. How about this one? When he was asked in March whether the Trump administration was doing everything possible, little Dr. Fauci, who I don't really care that much about, says, I believe so. I think in the context of what we're being challenged with, I think everybody's doing very well. That's Fauci.
I'm going to go with Trump's answer last night because instead of being annoyed with the question, he was very thoughtful in answering it.
You
so,
bet.
You know, this is something that the entire world has been coming to understand how to do. Mm-hmm. So it's been a fluid exercise. And if you need any proof of that, look at how the CDC and Fauci and the World Health Organization, how they've waffled back and forth on things. Because one week Fauci was saying masks, the next he was not. Who was doing the same thing? CDC was doing the same thing. So camping on that point was not very bright by the Biden camp.
And
whoever was texting him to tell him to say that didn't do a good job.
Yeah, and by the way, here's another one. We are going to have a vaccine soon. And as a matter of fact, Remdesivir gained approval from the FDA yesterday. And that's probably because it worked on the president.
Yeah, absolutely, and I'm surprised that wasn't brought up last night because that would have been another deer in the headlights moment for Mr. Biden.
All right, hold on, we got a caller. Good morning, is this Eric in Seminole?
Hey, yes, sir. Good morning. Good morning, gentlemen. Thanks for taking my call. Real quick regarding the come on man stuff, I was thinking the exact same thing. I thought he's not cogent enough for these bullet points that he came out with every single time. Almost every assertion that President Trump made, he had a bullet point, a talking point ready. And I understand that people prep for debates and stuff, but he is the come on man guy. He's not the bullet point guy. That's number one. And number two, and this is just my opinion, I find it odd in a funny way that PolitiFact, all these fact checking organizations are not touching anything associated with the Hunter Biden allegations levied and the Joe Biden.
Well, we're going to get into that in a minute because I've saved the best for last on that one.
The only thing they're touching is they're attacking former mayor, U.S. attorney Rudy Giuliani as being the victim of a Russian disinformation campaign. They're not connecting to, they're not willfully
right.
connecting.
Well, let me go.
Anyway,
thank you.
That's for simplify.
Thank you. Okay, we're going to connect some dots here because the laptop from hell, Frank, confirms that Joe Biden lied about his family's foreign business dealings. And then just before all this stuff started last night, we had this guy, Tony Bobulinski. You know, I was thinking of Bobalooey. Remember that guy?
Yeah.
I was thinking of Bobalooey when I heard this guy's name, and I said, no, it couldn't be. Well, he spilled the beans about Hunter and Joe Biden and the Chinese business deal. By the way, did you notice the two guys that kind of escorted him out the door when he had his phones and he walked out with them? Those were FBI folks. And by the way, those phones went to the FBI.
Well, you know, there has been no denial from the Biden camp.
No.
There's been deflection and there's been spin, but there's been no denial.
Right.
So, and that's because they don't know what's coming next. That
yeah.
keeps Biden from saying anything about it because he doesn't want to be seen as lying, even though he's knee deep into it anyway. And as far as, and to Aaron's point about Rudy Giuliani, and I heard him, When he didn't say Mr. Mayor or he said U.S. prosecutor.
Yeah.
This is the guy who went after organized crime in New York.
Yeah.
If he doesn't
John
know
Gotti.
What organized crime is, yeah. If he doesn't know what organized crime is, nobody does.
Yep.
So when he smells a rat with racketeering, he knows what he's talking about.
And the other thing is we've got the, what do you want to call it? The Biden six that showed up on one of these emails and, that were included in this. They were trying to work on them to get them to join their little band of merry men. And one of the Biden six was Kamala Harris, 2017.
Yeah. Amy Klobuchar, too, that tells you why she's so lockstep with everything that they want.
And Chucky Boy Schumer, Chucky Baby Boy Schumer.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, this is the swamp, people. This is, you wanted to drain the swamp? This is what it smells like.
Now, there was a Republican named on this, but as far as I know, he did not get involved or get sucked into the deal, and it was our Florida Senator, Rick Scott. And I hated to even hear that, but his name was mentioned.
Well, I'll say this. If, in fact, there's evidence that he was connected to this, then he's got to pay the piper.
Yep.
If it's not, then he's got to come out and defend himself.
Well, I think you'll hear about it now because we just mentioned it on this show, plus it's being mentioned on other shows as we speak because it's on the email.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's those people who are on that list have explaining to do, and they had better do it quick.
Now, let's talk about the FBI for a minute before we run out of time. The FBI's director, Wray, has vowed to aggressively investigate the election interference, and the NSA's O'Brien is saying several other countries are interfering in the election. Well, gee, now we got this laptop from hell. They're going to be busy for a while, aren't they?
Well, and he's had the laptop for a while, too, so
yeah.
If he wants to actually salvage his reputation, he gets on it.
Yeah. So what are we going to talk about Monday? The talking heads are going to be going nuts trying not to talk about this. You want to bet?
It's right now I'm going to be surprised if the media doesn't self-contain and start patting Kristen Welker on the back.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they've got to deflect on something. They can't talk about how horrible Joe Biden did last night because he did a lot of damage to himself going into the final week.
Boy, didn't he.
It's not an October surprise. It was an October implosion.
Yep. And those oil-producing states, those oil-fracking states, and there's a handful of them, every one of them just went in the red column. Every one of them, including Ohio and Pennsylvania. Yep. Alrighty.
Yep.
Alrighty. Frank, we'll talk on Monday, and I can't wait because we're going to have a good time on Monday.
Hey, stay low, my friend.
I'm going to stay low. And by the way, that's a fire department term, in case you didn't know. Stay low. Alrighty. I'll be back. Going to be talking a little sports here. Kind of break the political thing for a little bit, and then we'll finish the show with some more politics.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Thursday's presidential debate. How will you handle COVID-19 going forward? President Trump.
If you take a look at what we've done in terms of goggles and masks and gowns and everything else, and in particular ventilators, we're now making ventilators all over the world, thousands and thousands a month, distributing them all over the world. It will go away, and as I say, we're rounding the turn, we're rounding the corner. It's going away.
Democrat nominee Joe Biden.
We're in a situation now where the New England Medical Journal, one of the serious, most serious journals in the whole world, said for the first time ever that the way this president has responded to this crisis has been absolutely tragic. And so, folks, I will take care of this. I will end this. I will make sure we have a plan.
USA Radio News.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process, is called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now, 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
This is Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, buddy, and it's our pal, Donna Fiducia, up there in Carrollton, Georgia. This portion of the program brought to you by our friends over at Auto Glass America. Now, let me tell you about something here, because in the times that we're living in, somebody needs to give you a break. And with Florida Comprehensive Insurance, Auto Glass America will give you a guaranteed $100 when your windshield gets replaced when you tell them I sent you. Now, they handle the insurance claim. They come to your home, your office to do the job, and you get a lifetime warranty on the windshield and $100 back at the time of the service. I know it happened to me. Now, Tampa, Sarasota, Orlando, Fort Myers, Lakeland, and Port Charlotte, as well as other surrounding areas, they're ready to take care of that windshield replacement today. Just give them a call at 813-96-GLASS. That's 813-96-GLASS. Tell them the captain sent you and get that $100 back today. All right, here he is, the Sports Zone quarterback himself, Patrick Hyland. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, Captain Matt Bruce. And we have a few things on sports to go over. We'll still NFL first. They're going to move the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, Oakland Raiders, Las Vegas Raiders, from a 820 start to a 405 because of COVID-19. And they're going to move the Seattle Seahawks and Arizona Cardinals game from the 4 o'clock time slot to the 820 time slot. So there's a little switcheroo there with the NFL schedule to make sure the fans get some Sunday night football in case it gets worse out there in Vegas with the COVID. So that was a good move. Panthers will play the Saints. The Bills, the Buffalo Bills, the red hot Buffalo Bills will play the New York Jets, who are really not doing well. Mm-hmm. And for our friend Joe Weaver, the Cleveland Browns will be playing the Cincinnati Bengals. And then the old matchup that used to be such a cool rivalry, the Dallas Cowboys and the Washington, I'll have to say, football club, right, Captain?
The Washington Football Club.
Yeah. And then the Green Bay Packers are heading down to Houston, Texas. And the Detroit Lions will be heading into good old Atlanta, where Donna and her husband Don up there. In
yeah,
Georgia.
But how about the new head coach that won his first game last week?
Yeah, Raheem. Mm-hmm. He used to be the head coach of the Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
Yep.
So.
They had one good year.
Yeah, exactly. You sure did, Captain. And then the Pittsburgh Steelers will be heading to Tennessee to play the Titans. And then the Chiefs and the Broncos will be the 4 o'clock game you can catch. And for the Jacksonville Jaguar fans, they're heading out to L.A. to play the Chargers at 4:25. And then still have a lot of New England Patriot fans. Now the 49ers play the Patriots, and that'll be a neat game, Captain, because you have Jimmy Garoppolo, the former backup quarterback to Tom Brady with the New England Patriots, starting for the San Francisco 49ers. And then Monday night, you know, we'll be back. You and I are going to be morning to talk about this one. The Bears will be playing the Rams for our friend Ken there.
Da Bears.
Da Bears. So that's what's on tap for the NFL. Now, how about the World Series, Captain? They're all knotted up. 1-1, Dodgers and
back
the Rays.
Back at it tonight.
Yeah, back at it tonight. You know, here's what's all going to come down to, like it normally does, pitching. Mm-hmm. But the thing about the Dodgers, Captain, they're very good at this. They take an extra 10 to 15 pitches a game more than any other team in Major League Baseball this
mm-hmm.
year.
Mm-hmm.
And that wears down a pitching staff and also shows their discipline. And they're just a good team. I mean, they were down 5-0 and lost 6-4. So they have the potential to come back. So if the Rays can get on them quick and hold them off, they have a shot. They have
I got a comment for you from our friend Christine down in Sarasota. Christine, are we going to see you guys tonight down there at the Hyatt? But anyway, she says, changing the Redskins to the Washington, to just Washington, made me a Bucks fan.
Ah, there you go. Good for her. Yeah, we're getting silly with this political correctness. I mean, it's just getting ridiculous. Come on. As long as something is said or done and it's not with malice, Captain, can we just get over it?
Wait a minute. Hold it. Here it goes. But we only watch Alabama. That's because her daughter goes there. So anyway,
how about the Crimson Tide?
Yeah, my question, Christine, is are you coming to the event tonight? I forgot if she told me she was coming or not. But anyway, down there at the Hyatt.
That's
going to
be a nice event tonight down there. Beautiful area.
Yeah, it is. It is. And we'll be talking about that in the next segment here. But anyway, keep on going. What's going on? Wait a minute. Motor racing. Where are we going this week?
Well, good old NASCAR. You know, they're getting down to the final straw on that, Captain. So I'm really looking forward to seeing who's going to come out ahead in that department. They're going to be traveling out to good old Texas. Okay, so the Texas 101, baby. And the playoffs are going on. So we will see who does it up there.
That's a fast speedway.
Yep. This is fun and exciting. I'm looking forward to next year. I'm hoping when they do the Daytona, in February, that we can have fans.
Now, I gotta ask you a question because I've had a lot of people ask me, and I told them I would ask you, and I told them we'd have an answer today. Are we going to have a Super Bowl with people in the stadium? And I don't mean 13,000 people.
Yeah. No, I don't know, Captain. That's why I brought up Daytona. You know, Daytona's a few weeks after the Super Bowl.
Yes.
You know, are we going to be able to have people go to Daytona like it used to be and the Super Bowl? Not to be a smart aleck, but I'm sure it's going to be said and talked about. I'm really curious to see after the election what transpires. That's good.
Well, there's a 5-story hotel that, I don't know, it's probably got a couple hundred, maybe 300 rooms in it that was built right beside us. You know where the one I'm talking about. And built that specifically for the Super Bowl and things to come. And I'm telling you, that's going to be a big shot in the you-know-what if they don't get it. And that's the biggest money making of football, isn't it?
Yes, sir, it is. It really helps out the Tampa Bay community and the economy. I mean, they're doing a lot of road work now. They're doing a lot of beautification around the city, and they're preparing for it. So let's see this happen.
College football. We haven't talked about that in a bit. So what's up there? You got about a minute.
Yeah. Well, college football with you know, there's a few good games going on this week. Florida State goes up to Louisville. The Air Force at San Jose State. Jacksonville State's going to FIU. Alabama and Georgia last week was a great game. Now, the Florida Gators, ranked 10th, they're resuming practice starting Monday, so that should be helpful. You're going to have Nebraska playing Ohio State, so that's going to be good. Clemson is going to be hosting Syracuse at 12 o'clock tomorrow.
Go Orange! Never mind. They're both Orange. They're both Orange.
Isn't that funny? Yeah, Captain. Hopefully they can hang in a little in-state rivalry for our friends up there in North Carolina. NC State's playing North Carolina.
Mm-hmm.
And then you have Kansas and Kansas State playing each other. Mm-hmm. And then Notre Dame and Pittsburgh and Alabama for our girl down there in Sarasota. They are playing the Tennessee Volunteers. So that's your big games on tap for college football. And what I have on tap, Captain, is helping people out with their Medicare right now. I want to do a shout out to Wolfgang, who listens to the show. And, he enrolled in the Medicare Advantage plan yesterday, and he's a veteran. He still goes to the VA. He was very happy. I was able to get him $144 back on his Social Security check, and I can do that for you, too, veterans or civilians. If you have Medicare A&B, give me a call at 813-966-1052. I can save you money on your pharmaceuticals. I helped out a lady Wednesday. She's paying over $150 for her medicines. I got it down to $20.
Wow.
So these are things I can do to help people out. And in these trying times with the economy being tight, why not save money? Why give it to the pharmaceutical companies and the insurance companies when I can show you ways to help you out? Feel free to call me at 813-966-1052. Patrick Highland, always with the Captain, and appreciate him being on the show. And do me a favor on this flagship station. Check us out from 11 to 12 on Sunday. We'll be talking about what happened in college on Saturday and what's going to happen on with the NFL on Sunday. So, again, thank you, folks. God bless. Anybody need anything, give me a call. 813-966-1052. Thanks, Captain Matt Bruce. I will see you soon, sir.
All right. Thank you very much. That's Patrick Highland from the Sports Zone. And by the way, coming up, we're going to tell you about the president. The president, by the way, today, this afternoon, as a matter of fact, 4:30 p.m., is going to be in the Villages at the Polo Club. Up in the Villages. Now, that's another big deal there, an outside venue. I'm sure they're going to pack the house. What's going to be funny is, my guess is, how many thousands of golf carts are going to be parked? Because that's a golf cart city right there. Golf cart city. And there you go. And Steve in Thailand, we appreciate you being there. Alan, Nebraska, I see you just chimed in there. And looks like as if Brooks around too. And LJ, hope you're doing fine there, kiddo. All right, folks, I'll be right back. Final segment for the weekday show coming right up here. And we got some things to talk about yet, so don't go nowhere, no how. Kathy, your turn.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay Heating Wraps and Pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA, microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called the Tax Doctor. And the Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they're able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-215-1727. 800-215-1727. That's 800-215-1727.
I'm not on the ballot this fall. But make no mistake, these policies are on the ballot. Every single one of them.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Yes, you are. And as you know, we here in the Captain's America are ardently pro-life and support organizations that help women everywhere having real freedom of choice. And that includes making the choice not to end their pregnancy. Now, did you know that an average of over 2,300 women a day in the United States choose to abort their pregnancy? It's true. Now, that number may be shocking, but even more so is that the majority of these women are making that decision in order to make somebody else happy. Well, Heartbeat International is one of those organizations doing what they can to give women options, because since 1971, they've developed a network of pro-life pregnancy resource centers all across the U.S. and around the world. Now, they provide call centers to counsel women having doubts about ending their pregnancy and going further to enable them to find other approaches to their life circumstances. Now, they are saving lives, and you can give them support by going to SaveABabyNow.com and consider a donation. Or, if it's easier for you, give them a call at 800-999-7408. That's 800-999-7408. Heartbeat International, advancing life-affirming pregnancy help worldwide. Again, that website, SaveABabyNow.com. That's SaveABabyNow.com. And help them out. It's a good organization. Well, make no mistake in my mind, based on what I saw and heard, President Trump was the clear champion of the debate last night. Now, the debate featured a clear choice between a reformer who gets the job done and a career politician from the D.C. swamp who's all talk and no action. The debate exposed Joe Biden for what he's truly. He's a corrupt career politician. He spent 47 years in office selling out the country to the highest bidder, China, Russia, whoever. And he declared his intention, and this is really, you know, President Trump let him talk. And he declared his intention to destroy the oil industry. He came right out and said it. Folks, he lost Ohio. He lost Pennsylvania because of the fracking there. That's a big deal. He lost all the oil-producing states in the South. He lost the fracking states of North Dakota, South Dakota, Wyoming, and Montana. He lost all of them. Not that he ever had them. He probably lost votes, too, out west in California, in Oregon, also in Washington State, Idaho, and again, have you ever heard of Sinclair Oil? They have a huge refinery in Sinclair, Wyoming on I-80. Guarantee you lost that state too. So there you go. Think about that as I go to the phone lines. Good morning, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Boss, this is Todd in Tampa. Let's get down to business. You're exactly right here. I mean, Joe Biden is a career politician. Joe Biden is trying to insult the American people's intelligence, okay? You haven't done anything in 47 years, and now you're going to do this and that and this and that. No, you're not. No, you're not. You're going to shut down the country like those Democrat governors did, okay? You didn't even call them out. Okay, you didn't call out Cuomo for putting the senior citizens with COVID in the ALF, which any idiot knows you don't do that. Okay, all you seniors out there, how could you vote for a guy who would even allow something like that to happen? Okay, Joe Biden, Donald Trump won when he called him a crook. Okay, Donald Trump won when he called him a crook because that's exactly what Joe Biden is. He doesn't care about blacks. He doesn't care about anybody but himself and the Biden family. He's enriched himself, and you're going to find out this morning, okay, in front of the Senate committee where Ron Johnson finally stood up, and somebody stood up and said, hey, bro, you've been ripping us off for years, okay? You're a crook, Joe Biden, and if you were anybody else, you'd be in jail. It's like Hillary Clinton should be in jail, okay? So I pray to God everybody in America, nobody in Pennsylvania can vote for a Democrat. You can't vote for Joe Biden in Scranton or whatever. He's putting you out of business, and he's putting your family out of business. I pray to God everybody in Pennsylvania, everybody everywhere, takes your family, your valid ID, you vote for Trump, you vote for the Republican congresswoman, you're in Florida, you vote for Lena Paoluna, over here in Pinellas, you vote for Christine Quinn, you vote for Sandy Merman, for all the way down the ticket, you vote for Republican, you vote for our cops, not one cop in this America, in this country, is voting for Joe Biden. Not one.
Okay.
Not one first responder should be voting for that clown. Okay? And I pray to God, everybody, even if you don't go to church, okay? Jesus Christ is the God of America, and I pray you take your family and vote for Jesus Christ and stand up, and not Joe Biden shouldn't have one vote except for Hunter Biden, who should be in jail. God bless you, Captain, for standing up for the country, and God bless you for everything you do. Peace.
All right, that's Todd in Tampa. Now, folks, tonight, down in Sarasota, 7 p.m., the event starts, the Salem Conservative Summit. There are still a few tickets left, and you can find out about the BOGO sale buy one, get one. You get a standard VIP ticket. You get one for free by going to the websites, theanswersarasota.com or theanswertampa.com. Click on the logo link and away you go. Buy one, get one. Remember, the product promo code is BOGO, B-O-G-O. Now, don't miss your chance to hear me. I'll be the master of ceremonies tonight. Larry Elder, Dr. Sebastian Gorka, Charlie Kirk, and Phil Grandy from Phil's Gang. They'll be there, and I'll be there. And everybody's going to give you an honest look at the issues we face as a country. Now, I'm not sure there's any VIP early meets and greets tickets left, but if you want to try, you can do that too. We start the VIP meet and greet at 5:30. That goes till 6:30, and then the event will start sharp at 7 p.m. It'll go from 7 to 9. So, the Salem Conservative Summit down there at the Hyatt in Sarasota, Boulevard of the Arts. And don't forget, theanswersarasota.com, theanswertampa.com. Buy one, get one, standard VIP ticket. Use the promo code BOGO, B-O-G-O, and hope to see you there. I know I got a lot of people said they were coming, including some folks from Georgia and up in the Panhandle and over across on the other side of Florida. So that's good. I look forward to seeing you there tonight. And, of course, we had a caller earlier that told us he was going to be there. Now, moving along, I've had this poll I've been sitting here with. I was going to mention it a while ago, and I got carried away with some other things, and away it went. But WGN television, they're on cable. You can get them just about on every cable network out there. They did a push poll after the debate, and they ran it for a couple hours, and then they published a poll around midnight. Well, Chicago, there's hope yet. But this is probably coming from around the country. 74% of the people in the WGN poll said Trump won the debate. 74% on a Chicago television station. And 26% said that Biden won. Holy cow. I never would have thought that would have happened. But there you go, 74% on a Chicago station. Now, in the meantime, there's some other push polls, smaller polls that have come out. Every one of them I've seen so far, unless it's a Democratic monopolized poll, says that Trump won the debate, and significantly. Now, today you're going to hear all kinds of stuff. You're going to hear about this guy that had the press conference last night that had the three cell phones that showed them up and says, I've got information on here, Hunter and Joe Biden and the Chinese business deal. I'm giving them to the FBI, and I'm going to go speak to the Senate today and this, that, and the other. Yep, he is, because guess what? Last night, he had the FBI agents right there with him. And I'm pretty sure those phones went to the FBI last night. There's no way that they'd let him go walking around with those things, because there's evidence in there, again, concrete evidence from what we understand, that's going to bury Mr. Joe and Hunter and company. All right, I'll see you tonight in Sarasota. In the meantime, go check out my friends at 4540 Clark Road, Dominic's Blinds and Decor. Remember, all their blind shades and shutters are made in the U.S. of A. They're a Hunter Douglas dealer, too, and they offer installation, on-site cleaning, parts and repairs. Stop by and see Jill and the gang in the store. And remember, all military and first responders get a discount. Give them a call, 941-922-2345. I will see many of you tonight in Sarasota at the Hyatt. Looking forward to it. Have a great day. Stay safe, and we'll catch you on the weekend show tonight.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.